Sean Sachs, who's the senior researcher at NGO Monitor. Sean, good afternoon to you, and thank you for being with us on 101.9 Chai FM.
Good to be back. Thanks. How are you?
We are behind the curve, got a long way to go. Don't know how to answer that question anymore, to tell you the truth. I find myself guilty of asking this. Anyway, enough. I'm going on and on. I don't want to waste time talking nonsense, because there's such a serious issue we need to talk to you about today, Sean, which is EU diplomats capitulating to Palestinian pressure on terror regulations. And I just want to put this in perspective, because we had the German government earlier on this week outlaw Hamas as a terror organization, both its wings, its political wing and its military wing. So where does this come from? In fact, go one step back and tell us, what's the background to this story?
Okay, well, just a very small correction. The German government outlawed both wings of Hezbollah. Hamas is already already banned by the EU, and that's actually part of the story, that the EU has got a very specific list of banned terrorist organizations that includes Hamas, the Islamic Jihad, the PFLP, and other Palestinian terrorist organizations that have been responsible for gruesome murders and attacks, not only on Israelis and Jews, but also attacks around the world. Yeah. And for a number of years, we have been prompting the EU to maintain this list and ensure that no terrorists, none of the people they regard as terrorists are actually receiving money directly or indirectly through any of the grants and handouts that the EU gives to Palestinian organizations. And for years, the EU assured not only Israelis, but their own members of parliament that, yes, this was the case. They have this terror list and they ensure that no terrorists are receiving funding. Yeah. In fact, a few months ago, they even reiterated this and told their own members of parliament and European representatives, yes, they have this list and they make sure that no designated terrorists are receiving money. But last week, the EU representative to the Palestinians actually sent a clarification letter that we obtained. And the clarification letter says, well, yes, the EU has this list of designated terrorists, but since no Palestinian individuals, terrorists, are actually listed there, any Palestinian who can be a member of Hamas, who can be a member of the Palestinian Islamic Jihad, who can be a convicted murderer, if he works for a Palestinian organization, he can still receive money. There's no problem with that. In fact, we asked this question because
makes some nonsense of the law. Just makes some nonsense of the law.
No, the situation happened in August where a Palestinian was responsible for the murder of an Israeli teenager named Rina Schnerb. And he also happened to be the financial director of an organization that receives EU funding. But now the EU is saying, yeah, that's actually okay, because anybody who is a member of a terrorist organization, as long as he's not saying, he doesn't tell us that he's a terrorist at the time, he can be a terrorist and a murderer, but he's also working for a human rights group. That's okay. He can still get our money, because we're giving him money as a human rights activist or somebody who works in the soup kitchen, but not as a terrorist. That's actually what the EU is saying.
Sean, I hear you loud and clear, and I'm outraged by what I'm hearing. And then another part of my brain is stepping in and saying, but hold on a minute, isn't the Israeli government doing the exact same thing? Are they not transferring funds to authorities or doing exactly this, paying stipends to people who have apparently so-called martyred themselves, etc.?
Well, unfortunately, the issue of martyrdom and all of that and the Martyrs Fund is a very complicated, sticky issue that many Israelis are very uncomfortable with. But at the end of the day, the Israeli government is responsible for transferring tax funding to the Palestinian Authority. And in fact, there are a number of ongoing court cases in Israel about where that money is going to. But here we're not talking about money that is going to martyrs funds and things like that. We're talking about the EU actually giving money to terrorists.
Sean, we kind of run out of time, but just something I just want to know, because we're just so far away from Europe. Do you think there's any kind of pushback? There's any sort of outrage from the Europeans themselves as to what they're doing?
Yes, we're seeing more and more outrage, and I think it's very appropriate that the Israeli Foreign Ministry actually invited the or demanded the European representative to Israel appear before the foreign ministry and explain this later today. And we're hoping to hear an explanation, and I'm sure there will be many European members of parliament who themselves will be raising this issue.
Wowie zowie. Sean, thank you so much for that very interesting input, and this is a space that we will no doubt continue to watch here on Chai FM. Thank you, Sean.
Take care. Good to talk to you. Stay safe.